Hey, welcome to Wolf Talk. I'm Fran, and well, my co-host is not here tonight. So, hey, welcome, Saline Eyes. How are you doing today?
How you doing? Good to
Good.
be here.
Good. 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 Good.
Been a minute.
So, how did you come up with the name Saline Eyes?
Well, so the name comes from a song lyric. It's like a 90s song by a group. It's like a Christian group, actually, called Jars of Clay. And they have this song, it's called Crazy Times. And one of the lyrics is, he says, it takes more than your saline eyes to make things right, or something like that. And it's basically like implying like fake tears or something. I just thought it was like a pretty like combination of words. So that's where it came from.
So that's where it came from. Obviously.
And nobody has it too, which is huge.
Oh, that's actually been
really hard to find a good band name these days, because like everybody took all the good ones. So, yeah.
So how you doing? I mean, do you have new music coming up, or?
Do so. Actually, this is like timed up perfectly, because Friday actually is the first debut single, and it's called Daydreaming. It will be out Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah. How you
so,
been?
No, I've been doing good. Obviously, you've seen, you know,
you got the new set.
I'm upgrading.
No, for sure. It's I can't remember like the last time. It's like over a year ago, I think.
It's been over a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, time flies. It's crazy. But No, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, it's been a minute, because I think it was a little over a year ago. We did the interview, and then I met you, and that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was awesome. That I don't know if you came to that show that I played at the Works, because I know we met there. I ended up playing like
Yeah, you sent me pictures.
Yeah, that was fun. That was awesome. I miss playing out. I've just been like working so much, and like obviously took like a year to get that like this whole album together. So,
how many songs are on it?
So right now we're gonna do the kind of like drip feed style, where you do like a single every month and a half or so.
Right.
So we have 5 singles scheduled for like over the next 6 months or so, and then I guess we're just going to decide whether we're going to drop an album or not. But I did like 11 songs, so I don't know, we'll just play it by ear, but for now just do the singles. And then I do have a video coming out too that we just shot like 3 weeks ago now, so that'll be for the second single.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to get that out. It's going to be very, very cool. My girlfriend's in it, much to her dislike, but it's going to be, it's so cool. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then, like I said, this Friday, the single's going to come out. And, so really just, like, prepping for that and hopefully, like, playing out soon. But, yeah.
So... obviously I have to ask some old questions. So how did you get into music?
Well, I feel like the first time I really, really got into it was like teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, he started me on guitar when I was like 5, but I like was not digging it, man. Like it was like the stereotypical like forcing you to practice type thing. And I feel like I just didn't like appreciate it then. But then like, I feel like around like 13, 14, I really like kind of just like wanted to play and not like out of like the duty to practice. And then I didn't really start writing music until I was like, I feel like well out of high school, you know, but, So I would say 13, 14 ish.
13. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, but anyway, how have you been? Sorry, it's been like the longest day today. Like, like just working like so freaking much. So, I'm dead, man.
I mean, I feel it. I mean, I'm doing this plus working at Dollar General. So, I mean,
yeah. No, I remember I came in.
I know. I remember you came in, and I was like, "Holy crap!"
I was working. I came in, I think, for like. I forget what it was, but we were doing a job down the road. I was like, oh my God, it's crazy. Small world.
Yeah, that's where I work. Until, you know, things pan out and I can do this full time. It's kind of
No, I feel you, same. Like so I do like painting interior and exterior. And we just got like a few contracts for some like housing developments. And
right.
Like, it's literally been like crazy. Like just working 10-12 hour days. So just
wow.
It's and finding time just to do like the music and get this whole project done has been a lot. So it's awesome that it's finally here.
Now, when did you say, you said Friday the one single is coming out?
Yep. Yeah, Friday it'll be on Spotify and iTunes and all that. So yeah, I'm excited.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then I've been doing like some like TikTok stuff, just like covers and whatnot.
Right.
So if anybody's like interested in that one, it's Saline Eyes with just put together. So two E's in the middle. But yeah, you know, I've been doing a lot of covers and just figuring that out. So the social media thing is new for the music.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited. When is the full album out?
Like I said, we're just doing the singles. So the first single's out Friday. The next one will be like March 22nd, I think. And then
okay.
So on there. So we have 5 singles planned and then probably drop like an 11 song album, LP, like shortly after that. So later this year.
Awesome. So it'll be like, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. If you're like separating it, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, because I feel like with new artists, like you don't want to just drop the whole album at once. You know what I mean? Because you work
right.
So long on it, and like not many people know who you are at this point, for me anyway. And I feel like new artists out there. So I feel like the way that they market stuff and drop is like not all at once. Just because like people consume music so fast. You know what I mean?
Right.
So kind of spacing stuff out and like, I feel like it works better that way. Kind of a little bit at a time. But yeah. No, it'll be fun for sure. Like,
well,
I'm anxious to see what people's reactions are to the music because I've like lived with the songs for so long now and I'm so sick of hearing them.
So if you hear them on the radio, you're going to turn them down?
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that would be amazing. Like, I'm not going to lie. That would be very cool. But yeah, no, as an artist, you just like, you know, when you're mixing stuff and recording stuff and like the initial songwriting like stage, like you've heard it like a billion times by the time it's done. So it's kind of like overkill.
So you pretty much do you do the all the mastering by yourself?
So, for this one, I remember the EP, that's when we last talked. I had put out that 5-song EP. That one I did like all the instrumentation to. And my buddy, actually, he mixed it and mastered it. Because I wish I could do that. I really do. If I could, I would do it all myself. But I still haven't quite grasped like that yet. So, but with this one, I don't think I mentioned earlier, I'm working with an indie label based out of the UK.
Uh-huh.
And so we, like I said, we cut 11 songs. And I kind of let them handle the production aspect of it. Like I would record things here and there, but for the most part, like they would produce it. And then I would do the vocals, guitars here and there, and then send it back to them because we did it like online. Obviously that's like the
right, right.
Today. And then they mixed and mastered it. So it's sonically, it's a lot better than my last EP, which is really cool. So.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm
very excited for you because I know you're around my area, so
yeah, I know it's crazy like how close we are. I just moved closer. I'm in Akron now. I wasn't
in Akron.
So yeah, no, I'm a lot closer to like, which is cool because like Maslin, I was so out of the way. So
or heady
nice with work and stuff being a lot closer. So, but yeah,
definitely this is a good place to be around the like the Akron Cuyahoga Falls area because.
For sure. Yeah, no, I, like, when I start playing out, I'd like to play out, like, around here in, like, Cleveland and stuff. So, I'm going to try to get a couple shows together in the next few months. Because I missed it. I miss playing out. And it's been like at least like 6 or 7 months since my last show.
Wow, that's been a while.
Yeah, for sure. You know how it is though with work and balance and everything. And
well, I see you going live on Facebook though. You're actually kind of going live, but it's not, you know, at a place. It's
right. Yeah, yeah. It's here in my office. This is my like little studio. So it's like the perfect little setup. But yeah, I got everything here, and I may move it home. I'm not sure yet now because I just moved into a house. I wasn't an apartment, which I couldn't have like my drums and stuff there. But I do love this space though. It's like a secluded little area, and it's fun to come here and work on music.
Well, that's kind of cool. You have your own little office.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It is. It's kind of novelty, but yeah. I'd like to get the real recording equipment here eventually though. Like, I basically just have stuff to do, like, work out demos and whatnot, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's, which is how I, like, when we did the album, like, with that label here, and then send it to them, and then we build off of that.
So how's everything else going, as far as your life?
Good. Yeah, no, I can't complain at all. Like I said, moved in the house. My two dogs have a huge yard now. Which is very cool. They love that. They don't know what to do with themselves because we lived in an apartment for so long, and like they didn't get to run a lot unless we took them to the dog park. And our yard now is basically the size of a dog park, which is awesome. It's like huge.
That's awesome.
Really bad, but yeah, it's awesome. They love it, so that's cool. Like I said, closer to work. Been releasing this album, singles, but yeah, and the video too.
So when is the video coming out?
So that'll be out in March. I'll tell you a little bit about it. So it's for the song is called Wyoming. And for the video, I had this idea to have like this like Americana 70s, like going out west type motif. And okay. So, yeah, it's very cool. So my girlfriend and I, she's in it too. And basically, we kind of got, like, period clothing a little bit, like, some props here and there. Like, I got this old compass and put, I took a picture of her with a Polaroid, put it in there, put it, like, on the dashboard. And then I got a truck that I rented from this movie company, actually. This guy who rents vehicles out for movies. And it was, like a 1975 Ford pickup truck, red. And so, yeah, we got the, like, little compass on the dash. And we did all these little things.
Say 1975.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's super old. Actually, the guy had to show me how to drive it. It was like super sketch. Like, and
okay, well, that was the year I was born. That's funny.
That is it, really?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Well, I know, right? That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's crazy. Life is weird like that, isn't it? But yeah, so got the truck in there, and then my dad actually. So my dad was a sign painter for years when he was younger. Like he had his own sign business, hand painted signs, and he painted. A welcome to Wyoming sign, like exactly like we looked one up online, and he painted it like exactly like it. It says like Forever West, and then we built this thing and put it on 4x4s, and we took it out on location, put it in the ground, and it just looked like, you know, you're in Wyoming. So we went to like some farm country. Yeah, it's all, and my the guy I shot it with shot it on 16mm film, so it's got like that really old school Kodak film look. Yeah, it's very cool. So, right now, we're just editing it together, and so it should be out in March. I can't wait for that.
So, you said that you were going to get shows. You don't have anything planned yet?
Yeah, at the moment, no. I have a few ideas. I'm debating whether or not I want to play, like, solo and just do, like, just me and my guitar. But I also have a drummer friend, a couple people that I might get together with and try the full band thing. I'm
okay.
Not sure. I'll probably definitely start out with just me for the first couple, but I really want to play with like a band and recreate the songs live. So hopefully that works out in the near future. We're not sure yet.
Well, pretty soon I have my website dropping, so I'll be definitely doing something with you.
I'm so down for that. You just let me know.
Yeah, definitely. He's almost done with it. He had a like life-threatening event happen, so that's why my website was put on hold.
Really?
So, yeah. So yeah, that's why my website was put down for a second. But yeah, it's almost done. I sent him all those pictures, all the stuff that he needed. Yeah, but it's going to be up and going pretty soon.
That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah, just let me know. I'd love to. I appreciate it. Yeah, you've come a long way. Like, your whole vibe, your online presence is awesome. I've always told you I love your Wolf Bear, like, aesthetic. Like, it's awesome. Great name. Yeah, great vibe.
Now I have a co-host. I'm sorry he couldn't be with me tonight.
Not met for a second.
Yeah. But, yeah, he has some things going on, so you know he couldn't be with us today, so you know, so
yeah, that is totally cool. No, I met him for a second, he seems really nice, but no, I know how it is. It's been a crazy day and week, and I know you guys are probably super beat, so
yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. Like, I have so much going on right now, it's insane. So
you're gonna feel you. You're doing a lot for sure, getting this off the ground and work and
well now eventually I'll be streaming, so it's like, oh my goodness, you know. Yeah. so
with the streaming, are you going to do it like once a week, twice a week, like how's the schedule looking for it
for is what the website or this
this like streaming, like do you guys put out an episode every week or is it a couple of weeks?
We go live 3 days a week.
That's cool.
Yeah, we go live. Yeah, we have a show on Sunday and a show on Monday and a show on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So we're always going live.
That's cool. Yeah, I've been trying to, like I said, like at least put out like a cover on TikTok and up on social media, like you saw on Facebook, like at least once a week. Just steady, something steady like that. Just pick a song and do it. And then I'd like to start doing a couple, like once the singles start to come out and people hear them, like I'd like to do some like live versions of those too.
Well, like I said, as soon as I can get my website to drop, and I have a couple bars that are working with me for live shows, I'll definitely get in touch with you. So you'll be starting making some extra cash.
That'd be sweet. When I'm down. Not just for the cash, but
yeah, but to get your music out there.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, like, literally, it's funny because, you know, obviously as a musician, you do it because you love it and you're obsessed with it. And I just can't fathom a time where I would be, like, doing this and then actually making money at it. Like, that doesn't even enter my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to do it. I'd be thrilled, like you having me on or playing a show, like, and then to, like, get paid on top of that, I don't know what I'd do. I could die happy, you know? Awesome.
So, have you started making merch?
No, I have not. I have not.
You need to start.
I know. I, like, definitely have thought about it. Like, some t-shirts or something.
Yeah, because if you go to a show, you're going to... Yeah, if you go to a show, you got to make some extra cash.
I know. Yeah, definitely. I know. I have that logo. I don't know if I... You've seen it in the, like, the...
Yeah, the Alien Eyes.
Alien Eyes logo. Yeah, my buddy did that, who did the last EP cover. My Dark Chords EP. And he's like a super talented artist. But yeah, he did a different little symbol for each single. And like Wyoming, he put like these little mountains. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, with different colors and stuff. So it'll be cool when they're all released. But anyway, I could go on about this stuff all night. But I won't.
No, feel free to talk about it. I mean.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, I'm excited to see, like I said, what people think of the tunes. I've lived with them for so long by myself, and yeah, I'm excited.
So pretty much you're like just waiting for like shows. That's pretty much all you're doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, just practice it whenever I can. Because, you know, you get a little rusty when you don't do that stuff all the time.
Right.
I mean, I always have a guitar in my hand. Like, I'll work a 10-hour day and come home and just pick my guitar up and sit on the couch and just play aimlessly. Try to come up with new, interesting chord progressions. Do you know who Elliot Smith is?
Yes.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites. of all time, actually. But I heard he used to like sit in front of the TV with his guitar with the sound off and just like hypnotically look at it while he would play, and then not look down at his hands, but when something he heard like caught his ear, he'd look down and like make a note of it or something like that. I feel like I did that instinctively before I like ever read that. I just sit there, watch TV, and just strum away until I find something I dig. But
right?
Yeah. Everybody's got their own way, but yeah.
Okay, so for the people now that are watching, what got you into music?
I would say my dad, he played music like all his life, and he was in bands, and here in Akron, actually, because he grew up here. And he played out, and that's how he actually met my mother. She was a bartender in Philly, and he was on tour with his band. And it wasn't like he wasn't like crazy famous or anything, but it, you know, he traveled like, you know, surrounding right. state. And so he met her, and that's like he kind of like quit after that and had a family. But he was always into music and recording and stuff. And I guess growing up watching him do that, he always had like recording equipment in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like when he wasn't around, I would just sneak and try to use it and stuff. And I remember in high school, I recorded these demos like of Nirvana songs, like covers. I did like Smells Like Teen Spirit, Sappy, which is like a B-side, Nirvana B-side, and In Bloom. And I had my buddy come over and he played bass on it. And I like produced the whole thing in like Fruity Loops or something. Like it was some just lame like cover. And then my singing sounded friggin' horrible, like because I was going through puberty basically, and my voice was like horrendous. No, it was terrible. And then so, but I was like so proud of it. And then my buddy helped me, and we made tons of CDRs of it and copied it, and then took it to school and just passed it out to people. And I don't think anybody liked it except for like this one kid. He like actually really took an interest in it. And then we would have school dances, and he took it up to the DJ, so the DJ would play it, which was super embarrassing. Oh, cool. And he did. The DJ actually played it, which is crazy because I DJ like also for a living, like weddings and stuff. And I like I've done school dances, and I would never do that. Like if some kid was like, dude, play my thing, I'd be like, no, you know what I mean? Like you kill the vibe at the dance floor.
Right.
Which it did. And he played my song, and my buddy and I are standing there, and all of a sudden it comes on over the loudspeaker. And I was like flabbergasted. I was like, what is going on? And then after like 30 seconds of it, he changed it. But I was like, it felt good, but also really embarrassing, you know?
So, that's pretty cool. But do you DJ as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I DJ like mostly weddings. But like I said, I've done like other like parties, and I used to do school dances a lot when I was younger. But
do you still do that now, or you don't have time for that?
I've kind of cut back this year. This is like the first year that it's my buddy's company, and I just kind of had him phase me out a little bit just because I'm so busy with painting that like I already work like freaking 6 days a week with that. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And weddings are awesome. Like I miss it. I do. Like I think I have a couple scheduled for like the, you know, future, like here and there, but nothing like it was.
Right.
But no, it was fun. It really was. I did it for about 10 years.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A lot of weddings, but yeah, no, it was fun. So yeah, basically, sorry, back to your question with the music, what got me into it. So I would say my dad, and growing up around all his music equipment and stuff like that. Yeah.
Now, have you had lessons before?
Not really. No, I more or less just did like the sounding out everything by ear thing. I'll just lock myself in my bedroom and put on like a CD and just rewind it a million times to learn the stuff that I wanted to learn.
So did you still teach yourself how to use a guitar?
Yeah, I would say so. Like my dad definitely showed me the fundamentals. He got me started because he's really good. But as far as like really like, yeah, like learning, you know, I would say by ear. Yeah. And then that led to like doing, when I started writing music, obviously like I needed to be able to like play other instruments to like record myself. So I like would learn the drums and piano and bass just so I could, you know, play other parts and arrange songs and stuff.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And self-taught yourself.
Mm-hmm. Guitar is definitely my main instrument, though, I would say. I always wanted to learn piano. I wanted to, like, learn how to read, but I don't think I have the patience. But I envy people who can sit down and just like read classical music or something like that, because I love classical music, but yeah, it'd be nice to be able to do that,
right?
But yeah, no, I just, if I really want to learn something, I'll just do it by ear. Yeah, it works. So, I know chords to write the songs that I want to write.
So pretty much, I mean, is there anything else you want to tell people?
I would just say, if you want to look up like my TikTok, it's Saline Eyes. My Instagram is Saline Eyes. And my single will be out this Friday. It's called Daydreaming. And after that, Wyoming will be out in March with the video. And then three more singles after that. So,
well, definitely, if you send me the link to that, I'll post it on my website.
I will. Yeah, absolutely. I will. I have the pre-save link.
Okay.
That's on my Instagram too. So yeah, if anybody wants to go pre-save it, the link is on my Instagram profile for Saline Eyes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But yeah, definitely. I mean,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, pretty soon, I'll be getting contact with you so you could do some live shows.
Oh yeah, I'm totally down. I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on, and tell your guy it was nice to meet him. And
oh, I'm sure he's watching.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he just couldn't stream because it, like, cuts down on his internet. So
it's all good. I feel it. Well, you have a wonderful night, him too, and I will send you that link, and you hit me up whenever you're ready for the live stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, just let me know.
I will. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. And Bye. And thanks again for joining our live stream.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.